Greetings. Paige Estrotori here with the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, let's delve into key events shaping the financial landscape in Australia, Wednesday, October 23, 2024. Topping the headlines, the Reserve Bank of Australia, or RBA, has issued a significant report reevaluating the core drivers behind Australia's rental crisis. Contrary to popular belief, it's not high interest rates exacerbating this issue. The RBA identifies glaring housing supply shortages as the main culprit. The report, written by Declan Tuhig, Anirudh Yadav, and Jonathan Hamber, argues that landlords aren't transferring the burden of multiple rate hikes to tenants as widely assumed. Instead, it's insufficient housing developments at the heart of the matter, mirroring global trends seen in places such as New York and London. Simultaneously, Australian citizens grapple with the repercussions of expanding rent hikes. Recent data from Domain unveils a substantial increase in median house rents and units, 38% and 50% respectively, in the past 3 years. The consequences? Average Aussies are cutting back on routine spending. The disparity in circumstances between older homeowners and young renters is widening. While the older generation benefits from increased house equity, younger Australians brace themselves against surging living expenses and rent hikes. Transitioning towards superannuation, a study by Vanguard Australia lays bare a nerve-wracking truth. A mere 1% of Australians comprehend the array of fees linked with their superannuation accounts. Even though transparency regulations are on the books, members wrestle with understanding various fees like administrative, investment, and transaction fees. The industry is called upon to rectify this challenge by simplifying fee communications, but consumers are also urged to educate themselves on comparable strategies. In other news, Australian Super is broadening its horizons by venturing into the U.S. data center marketplace. A hefty $2.2 billion investment channels into DataBank, partnering with DigitalBridge. This move fortifies Australian Super's real assets portfolio, standing strong at $60 billion, with diverse undertakings spanning Australia, EMEA, and South America. This milestone keeps Australian Super in sync with larger global funds intensively investing in tech. Australian Super's involvement in digital infrastructure sets it on a promising trajectory to benefit from the flourishing digital economy. That wraps up today's digest of pertinent financial developments. Make sure you visit financialservicesonline.com.au for all your insurance, finance, and money management needs. Catch you tomorrow. I'm Paige Estrotori, empowering you to stay informed, stay smart about your money.